You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Creativity Wasted, I got it right, is a podcast where three or four comedians or creative people each share a creative idea, such as a movie idea, app idea, or futuristic tech idea. The idea can be funny or serious, well thought out or improvised, realistic or ridiculous. But we'll always have fun talking and joking about it. There was a yay at the end there, I feel. Comedy writers and other creative professionals usually say that brainstorming and pitching ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm Michael Shakur.
I am Tony Vasek.
I am Lauren Uhalik.
I'm your host, Tom Walma. This is Creativity Wasted. Okay, that was a new intro. It's way too long, but we made it through.
That was nerve-wracking.
So who wants to go first with their idea?
All right, I got mine.
Okay, go ahead.
So my idea is for some technology. It's called the X Tracker. It is like on iPhones, there's this app where it's like, where is this person? But it's like that for your exes, so it'll like send up a beacon where it's like, no, this person is within 100 yards. You need to get out right now.
So it's not to go to your exes. It's to get away from your exes.
Oh, it is. It is to make sure you are. I mean, it would be good for if there was somebody who, for example, had like a restraining order, or if you have an ex that is an absolute monster that you don't want to see. Like, this motherfucker cheated on me. If I see them, I'm going to kill them. I should know where they are at all times so this mistake doesn't happen.
It's like a reverse.
I like not being in prison.
Yeah, reverse.
Bat signal.
Yep.
I like yeah.
Reverse restraining exactly. Order if you're going to kill him.
Exactly. This is to stop me from committing some crimes. Yeah. Oh, this is where they're parked? I can't go in that parking lot or else I'm going to key a car tonight.
It's like Google Maps. It navigates around their route.
Exactly.
It's like there's traffic
like it
here.
It also knows where they live, so you don't go down their street accidentally. Like, oh, fuck, I see their lights are on. It's 2 in the morning.
Dodge.
Who are they fucking?
Dodgeball with people.
Now, what if the exes were, like, boxing you in accidentally? Like, if you went left, you'd get too close. If you went right, you'd get too close. If you went forward, you'd be too close. So you're, like...
Maybe the
Do you
app,
just like
maybe the device just comes in with like a smoke bomb built into it.
Well, that's obviously when you kill yourself.
Yeah,
you kill yourself.
What kind of question is that?
Climb down a sewer drain or something.
Part of this mission.
It's like initiate ninja tactic. Smoke comes up. And
exactly.
You just disappear.
Yeah, yeah, just, well, if the device works,
you need to like put an actual back signal up for an extraction. Like somebody comes in with a helicopter and you've got to climb the rope.
Nice.
I feel like that's an appropriate extraction moment.
Yeah, you put like $100,000 deposit just for that option, like when you get.
Yeah. Do you want that's how the app makes money?
Yeah.
It's like you have to pay for a package. Like, would you like the coming to get you package? Would you like the package where if the ex ends up at the same bar as you, then somebody who's very attractive shows up and is your new significant other?
Yeah, and
like, oh yeah, I'm winning this breakup. What do you want, motherfucker?
Yeah, they keep track of how well they're doing in life, and if they're doing worse, that you do run into them all the time. Like the app makes sure of it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
let them know exactly where you're at in life.
Oh, so if you get a new significant other, or you get married, or you get a new job, you're doing well. Does it know that? And then so it knows you're doing better, so it doesn't hide you from your exes anymore? Does it like
you can have the option, because I'm also thinking about this, like if there's somebody who like if I ran into an ex-boyfriend who assaulted me, my new significant other might kill them, so I also want to save my new significant other from a life of crime.
Oh damn.
And
yeah,
potentially
no,
raped in prison.
There's ways that you can use it for good and for evil.
So you would.
I think that it would be.
Just
there's,
like
there's
Batman.
A lot of safety involved in this whole process.
So would you try to prevent the evil ways of using it, or?
Well,
the
it
hell
depends
with it?
On
just make the money.
It depends on what kind of mob connections you have, I guess. Like, I know I wouldn't want the Polish mafia to get into mine and start running crazy attacks on people, but, like, maybe some people are more vicious.
I feel
that is
like
up to the user.
If somebody is a stalkery, they want to stalk their ex, and you find that out, you could charge them a lot more for the app.
You could. Yeah.
And they would pay it.
If people don't want to be stalked, then maybe they could get, like, some sort of cloaking situation where they, like, I don't know, make it tied to, like, their ex's mom's phone somehow. Like, you thought you were chasing me, but you haven't seen your mom in 6 weeks. She's at this Kroger right now. You thought you were chasing your ex-girlfriend, but look, your mom's in produce.
Wow, I just feel like I wouldn't want you as an ex-girlfriend by hearing all this.
You know, I'm not a bad ex-girlfriend, but I know a lot of people who have bad ex-boyfriends who are like, we'll go somewhere, and my friends are like, no, it's time to run. It is time to run. Code 3. Steve is in the building, and then we've just got to, like, leave a bar that we're all enjoying. So I'm like, there's got to be a better way than somebody yelling code 3 at me at 1 a.m. Like, I can't possibly remember all these codes.
What are codes 1 and 2?
Yeah, I was curious about that, too.
I mean, code 3 is obviously you need to make an exit. Code 2 is we need to go to another bar because there's someone that they are just trying to ghost right now. Code 3 is an X. Code 4 is we need to go because somebody's too drunk and can't handle their liquor. I mean, there's just, it's a very simple flow chart that you need to keep in your pocket.
And it comes saved with the, was it an app or like an individual device?
I was thinking it's an app because I don't know if you know, on iPhones there is a thing that's like Find My Friends.
Uh-huh.
And it's literally that, where it's like, this is where your friend is right now, which I thought was the creepiest thing in the world. Like, somebody has to give you access to it, but like, I can send a request to my younger sister, and if she says okay, then as long as her iPhone is on and she's logged in on this app, I can know where she is at all times.
Oh, wow.
So, like, Apple already has that technology.
You could be like, get out of there. You're at my ex's house.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, those
but
like apps.
But this one, instead of it just being like, hey, I can know where you are if I open up the app. In my version, it's like, hey, some danger is incoming.
Yeah.
You could sell like tranquilizer darts with ID chips in them. And you could have, you could pay like a sniper, not to murder people, but to pay him like $300 to like shoot the person, the ex, with this ID chip, and then it'll be under their skin.
Oh, that's even better. Then they don't even need to have their phone.
New term to tagging on Facebook, tagging your exes.
And if they go abroad, you don't even have to worry about it. They lose their phone, you're still in it to win it. If you need to be like planning some evasive maneuvers, like have some secret cars hidden around the city. So if you need to leave in a quick getaway situation,
what are these exes like?
Yeah,
like chasing you with guns and
you dating Downriver guys? I'm from Downriver, so I know there's a lot of douchebags down there.
One of them, yes, but Groziel is bougie Downriver, so it doesn't count.
I have an ex from Groziel. Yeah, I believe you.
And I think that there's just, we're too in tune with it on Facebook. So it's like when you see somebody, then it can stop you from like having a weird conversation. Like, oh yeah, I saw you were doing this with your life now. It's like, no, you don't need to bring that up.
It's helping you avoid all sorts of emotional problems. Like, you don't see them, you don't interact with them.
I've got a lot of friends that are very evasive of exes. Like, there was this one guy that I was dating who I wanted to go to this coffee shop, and he goes, no, my friend Alex's ex-girlfriend works there. They didn't end on good terms. It's like, oh, man. But if you had all your exes on a map, that would just make your whole life way easier. Then you don't have to worry about, oh, is he still working at Laser's Quest, or can I start going back to play laser tag now?
Wow, promiscuous girls couldn't leave their house. Yeah.
You could frame them for crimes. That way you know where they are. They're in prison somewhere.
I think we're all avoiding saying murder at one point.
Everyone's going to be murdering everyone on this app. Just so many murders.
So the app's
going
to be called The Purge.
Listen, I feel like that's appropriate because my birthday is the day that the Purge movies take place on. So every year, my birthday present in that world is getting to murder people without consequences.
Wow.
That's a great birthday.
It feels
birthday.
Like that's the best birthday ever, yeah, honestly.
It's a great freaking birthday.
It is. What if people could do that on their birthday every year? That's another concept I'd like to introduce.
I think that's
on your birthday,
ISIS.
Kill with impunity.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah. And everyone learns martial arts instead of, like, hey, it's my birthday. You better know how to defend yourself.
Yeah.
You better not be a dick this year. Or I know what I'm doing for my 30th. Like, I'm just going to be slicing and dicing.
Happy.
But then if that ties into this app, then everybody is really screwed, honestly.
Yeah, singing happy birthday would be like a plea for your life, or it would be risky. Like, I don't know.
It'd probably make the world a nicer place. Everyone would be worried about everyone's birthday. Like, oh, I hope I don't piss them off this bad this year. Like,
yeah. And everybody would remember everybody's birthday.
Yeah, there you go.
Facebook would get real handy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I missed your notification.
Man, it's weird that I only got 200 birthday wishes. I wonder if the other 1,000 people are going to be happy on the rest of this day. Like, you just have to go on some major spree. I don't know why this got so murdery.
Yeah, well, it kind of started like, yeah, stalky.
It's kind
vibe.
Of a creepy idea to track all of your exes, to be honest. So
I don't want to track them. I want to avoid them, and that feels like the only way.
How about an app
and
that
I
gives
want to,
them job
more
opportunities?
More than that, I want to avoid my friends' exes because I don't like having a good time and then being like, oh, we have to leave because Steve is crazy. And it's like, no, let Steve be crazy somewhere else.
That's what fucking bouncers Steve, are for. You man. Start hitting on the bouncers, and they exit Steve out of the bar. Call the app The Bouncer.
That's it. That's a good app idea.
Are we
That's
not,
the name right there.
Are we not waiting to hear
like
Steve's
my exes,
side of this?
I'm not super concerned by. I'm not as concerned by my own exes. I'm more concerned by the situations that arise from my friends. We're like, we're enjoying ourselves, and then suddenly somebody is making a bad decision and then leaving us to try to figure out which person we should all be paying attention to.
That sounds exhausting.
So maybe that'd be better for like a an app to like track sex offenders.
Yeah.
Are your exes
stuff,
sex
like,
offenders?
They are now.
No. They're different kinds of criminals, but still.
Just not that. Yeah.
But they have a registry. That seems almost valid and totally not an invasion of privacy, obviously.
At all. Why would you? Like, it's obviously.
Why would it be an invasion of privacy?
It's worth. It's for a good cause.
It is for a good cause.
What was your
keeping
name?
Other people's.
What was your name for the app? Or
I like
device?
The name The Bouncer.
The Bouncer.
That's a way better name.
Would it only work if you're in a bar, or would it work in all of life?
I would say there's certain times that you could turn it off and on. Like, it's not like you'd want to be watching them 24/7, but it would only alert you if they were within a certain distance of you. Like, I don't give a shit when he's sitting on on the candidate's house. Like,
or if you're driving past them on the highway, it doesn't matter.
Right. But if you're like relaxing somewhere, then suddenly it's like, hey, this person is coming in your direction. It's like, oh yeah, I don't want that.
He's
like, I don't give a shit what
binoculars.
They're doing the rest of their lives, but it's like, oh, if I'm right here, I don't necessarily need that in my life. I don't need Sarah crying about Steve coming into the bar that we're at 2 a.m. It's just not necessary.
I still want to hear Steve's side of this, because I don't know.
That seems right.
Do you think any of your exes are stalking you by listening to this podcast live? Who
I doubt that. I have sincere doubts. Is anyone listening to this podcast live?
We have a call from Steve.
I don't know how many live listeners they get. They don't really tell me that.
Is there anyone you don't know listening to this podcast live? That's a better phrasing on it. Not that there. I think there are some people, but like I doubt that my stranger exes.
Do we really have to dwell on how not well we're doing in life? Like, do we? It's like no one is listening to this. No, like literally, no, like
Well, most people don't listen to podcasts live, so
yeah, no,
they don't. That's more what I'm saying. I'm like, yeah.
And I don't really
they're not
promote
that invested in what live. I'm doing on a daily basis.
But anything else with your idea?
No, I think that covered the bases.
Okay.
Awkward social situations.
Yeah, if a guy brought up that idea, it'd be a lot more creepy, I suppose.
Yeah,
it would be.
Good point.
It would be, but also when a guy gets mad at a girl, it's like because he thinks she's gonna laugh at him. But when a girl gets scared of a guy, it's because she thinks he's gonna kill her. So it's kind of a different situation.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. My ex-wife, I'm afraid of her.
But who wants to go now? With their idea.
I'll go.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay. So I saw this thing, and I saw a video. It was a new invention, a soccer ball that when you play with, it generates electricity, right? It's like for third world countries, like, oh, they play with, they plug it in. We have a lamp now. It's great. I was thinking, why isn't there a fleshlight that does that?
Oh, nice.
Oh, that is a concept.
It's like,
so
it's
how
a
does
way
it
better
generate
idea.
The electricity? Is
by
it from,
the motion.
Like, the ball spinning?
The motion, like itself, it's built into
kinetic
it.
Kinetic energy?
Yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah.
Called?
It just okay. generates. It's like, you it's know those canisters in Monsters, Inc.? Where they
yeah.
like, fill up with like the crying or screaming, whatever.
You're going to evoke cartoons when you're talking yeah. about this idea.
I thought it would be the perfect combination. So it would just be that. It would have a canister that it fills. It fills with shame or whatever emotion you have.
Yeah.
And it just that's how we generate electricity as like a species.
Brilliant. That's brilliant.
I do have a flashlight, a normal flashlight that is sort of shaking it
well,
to charge it.
You could like we can have products like there are combo, you can have a flashlight that is also a flashlight. We can go crazy here.
Now
I can justify this, by the way. I have like so like the first this
How
is
many
something
flashlights do you have that you feel like you
zero
power your house?
Because none of them do that. You know how many I would have if someone had this brilliant
now,
idea.
You only can do it so many times in a day, if I'm not mistaken. Since I don't have a dick, I'm kind of speaking off the cuff right
well,
now.
Well,
but like.
It's going to be very sufficient, just, yeah.
So you'd have to grab a bunch of, you'd have to hand off your device
Well, it would
to
be like a
men.
Detachable canister of electricity.
So you'd give it to, like, your dad to give it some charge.
You can give it to whoever
it to
you want, man. Yeah, but, like.
Well, yeah, and even yeah. that, like, making it even further, like, if that's how we're powering America.
Yeah, and then that's how
you
put.
Explain to your kids that that's how you power the house.
Yeah, that's, like, sexual education. Yeah, that's my next point is. That would, like, it would make porn, like, a legit career. Like, it would remove the social stigma associated with becoming an adult entertainer. So, like, you think
so
porn
not,
is good right now. Just imagine if it had, like oil money.
Like, so, like, not to be the token vagina in the room, but how does this apply to women?
I was going to get to that.
Your hair dryers?
There's plenty. Well.
Power the hair dryer.
So. There were a lot of options
the hair
here.
Dryer? What about a hair dryer?
It would power the hair dryer. You just plug it into the fleshlight. You could sit there and beat on it, and you're
That's,
doing your hair.
I see. I'm the
used,
science.
I don't use hair dryers.
I'm using the science
effort.
Here. I've always thought that for the other part, you just get a guy who does that. Like, there's so many guys that I know who would gladly masturbate for a living, like that. Would not be a problem for them.
This feels like you're reaching.
Well, yeah,
God,
it's a fleshlight that generates electricity.
Yeah,
I gotta reach.
Every woman
reaching
who's a
for what?
Is gonna hire a guy to jerk off into a fleshlight.
Both like, these guys can see my hands. By the way, I am not. This is. It's just I thought, and then you'd have that like we'd have factories. You know how there's like coal mines. We get rid of those. Just put factories where. Like
so you'd have to do it in a room with a bunch of other
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not necessarily. I'm sure you'd get your own cubicle, you know. You get yeah, and then you put people into work.
What
man.
About all the poor Catholics who are just being told that that's completely a sin and not
this is especially for
God
them.
Wouldn't have put a helmet on it if it wasn't if he didn't expect you to beat on it.
That's definitely not in the Bible.
I remember
sorry
it.
For this, by the way.
I do think Jesus said that at one point. No,
For sure. What book is that in? Is that in like one Jerkoffian?
King James the Sixth.
It's I don't know which Testament. Which one of the disciples you think was the freakiest? Like, who do you think?
Probably the one that ratted on Jesus. I don't know what.
You think this is Judas shit? Yeah, it's like Jesus said it, man.
So in your flashlight idea, you bring up cartoons and then you bring up the Bible.
Well, you got to cover your bases. You got to appeal to every demographic for this to work. I think it would destroy unemployment, man. It would eradicate it.
What was I going to say? I think you'd have to make pornography worse.
No.
Because you don't want the guy to finish
Dude,
off.
We're going
to
be driving Teslas, right?
So they fill it up.
No, but like it's the shame. The shame comes from the finishing.
Oh.
It's built on shame.
Oh, it's the shame is screen, literally yeah, yeah, a form of electricity.
It's fueled by the shame you feel when you do it.
I see. We're going.
And the amount of shame. Really, dude? You're not going to be employed in my assembly line. Okay. Yeah, just like you think porn is good now. Just wait till like pharmaceutical company level money gets into it. It's going to get amazing.
I agree with
you.
You
know, you're just going to be in your Tesla. A
what
helmet is going to drop.
Like, what are you saying that like was going to make porn at that level?
Well,
because it's free on the internet. So I don't really understand.
Well, I'm going to save the industry too. Like it's going to thrive under this law.
He's doing this for the noble cause of
Yeah, when I masturbate, I think about the entire world. Is that just me?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
It's a lot of boobs. I'd have a hard time concentrating. I just got to think about one sex.
Now, I took...
This will end global warming, get us off fossil fuel. You guys are not thinking this through.
A sperm bank can like generate enough energy for an entire like city.
Great point.
Yeah.
Great.
Now, I took an antidepressant once, and I could achieve an erection, but I could not finish off. And I made it a goal to try to finish off.
I don't know what my stance is on
my
performance enhancements.
My girlfriend would love to know what that was, if you could tell me.
I would test blood and urine, probably. Maybe semen even.
I feel like the pharmaceutical companies would get evil with it, and they would like make us take that drug. So like...
You don't want instant – you don't want you'd be like endless boners, dude.
You'd be pleasuring yourself, but you'd never achieve the end point. It would be almost – it'd be like a chore, like a torture.
Well, I think – was it Henry Ford who said a happy worker is like – well, like you need to keep your employees happy, man. Like, so you do let them finish.
At 3 o'clock, like you're supposed to punch
yeah,
out.
You go
you
back.
Finish.
You back. Go back home. Your wife's like, "How was work, honey?" It's like you hug her. Your hands are all sticky.
I'm raw. I had to work overtime.
Yeah.
You're from Syria,
I think
right?
I think we lost the call.
Now, what does that have to do with anything, man?
I just expected a more or less perverted idea from a.
I think it's
a guy
brilliant.
From Syria.
There you go.
Like, I guess I was a little close-minded with that.
You got to get creative if you want to end global warming, man. Those polar bears aren't...
It's not as much perverted as it is not thinking about so many other people in the world. It's like, just because you need to jerk it 4 times a day because you're not getting laid doesn't mean everybody does.
4 times is like... It would be a record. Do you do it? Like, what do you... What's like your record?
My record?
Yeah.
Shit, man. It's been a while. I'm 35. I nice. Can't remember my record.
No, 4 times would be too. Like, I like feel it's like achievable, there's... but there's so much things I wouldn't be able to do that day. You know?
It's like having diarrhea if you're jerking off that much. You just don't get shit done.
It's just like you.
I feel like men brag about weird things sometimes, and the number of times that
I would never brag about that. I'm just like curious.
And exaggerate.
This is all for science, by the way. This is every
yeah,
time.
Obviously.
Yeah, I'm like,
are
science.
You a bigger man if you can pleasure yourself in more times in a day? It's weird to brag
well, we,
about that.
We yeah,
it's
we put
silly.
Different values on different things. It's a little weird. Yeah.
You can hand them off to chronic masturbators, sex offenders, and they could power the city.
See,
give them a,
so
give
many
them
problems that
purpose.
Are in our society just get solved.
Yeah.
Like, they're just gone.
It keeps them indoors, away from the parks. So they can just sit at home and
yeah.
generate power for the city.
Just unregulated orgasms. It's just
you could make some sort of bicycle type device
to keep it
well
to keep you out in public
for women,
while you do it.
Yeah. You could have like a where you pedal it and it creates like a vibrating bicycle seat, or like a some women can pleasure themselves by riding a horse. You could make like a
yeah.
I don't want to get into too much detail here.
You don't? I feel like you were on a roll there. I'm like, I just like, hey, just get a little. No, I'm not going to say, yeah, just a guy who works for you, just an employee.
But you could come up, somebody could come up with a device for women.
I think we would have so much energy that it wouldn't like this would just solve every, like we would never need another coal mine ever. And
screw a solar panel. Give me a fleshlight.
There you go.
Now,
there you go.
Now, the Chinese already have a problem where there's more men than women, and they sometimes abort the women because they want a man.
If you
want
to end global warming, you got to take the necessary steps.
If they're low on electricity already,
they will never
that
be low.
Just make
they're
it even worse? Will that make it even more them more likely to get rid of women babies because they don't generate power?
Like in a year, maybe a month, all like once this is working and producing energy, it will solve all of our energy problems for like 10 million years in the future. Like we will never run out of electricity. Do you like the possibilities, man?
The ground would be so slippery though.
In the
everywhere,
dude. If we have the technology to turn shame into electricity, I think we have the technology to take care of that. Come on, work with me.
There are mops, so I mean,
I think we're done with this idea.
You think so?
I apologize, Lauren.
I like.
Please don't.
I'm pretty sure you've been done with this idea since you started this idea.
This is a great idea. I'm gonna be a billionaire. I'm sure.
This idea has
some Mark Cuban just heard this. Yeah. He's like, give him 10 million.
Okay, Tony, go ahead.
Jeez, I just wish I had such a good idea as that. I just think they should make like fidget spinners with age detection. And like if you're over 10 years old, it'll just throw itself away. So, I'm sick of seeing adults with fidget spinners.
I have yet to see an adult with a fidget spinner.
Oh, you're so
lucky.
Oh,
then you haven't been on fucking Twitter.
Yeah,
that's all Twitter is right now. Grown ass men with fidget spinners. They sell them at the checkout at Bed Bath and Beyond.
Oh,
like
no.
There was somebody who way overbought on the population of people who were going to need fidget spinners. Like, I agree. This is a good idea. No,
yeah, fuck fidget
even
spinners.
Kids don't want them anymore, though. So
no, my kid lost his.
Like
he's five. He's like not even looking for it anymore. I'm like, you're a good boy.
Do you think maybe if you were an adult, you would have fucking not lost it?
Yeah.
He's like, but there's this. It's like, but if you're an adult, you can't take it. You can't get it.
It just don't spin. If you're like, touch it with your thumbs and it recognizes your age and it just doesn't spin. Like,
it's like the bells in Polar Express.
Yeah, like Trick cereal. They used to be
age.
Like the fruit shapes. Now they're just like circles because we're adults. And all tricks are for kids.
I saw a video.
Yeah, perspective is a bitch.
I saw a video on YouTube where a guy was claiming that part of the popularity of fidget spinners was due to a change in the YouTube algorithm where it promoted like fad things like daily videos like of the current topics. So it was like YouTubers who posted quality videos hardly ever, like once a month, were getting downgraded. And so,
how did it judge like the quality of what was being posted?
I don't know, but once like one guy posts a fidget spinner video and then all of a sudden it becomes like a fad and 20, 50, 100,000 people and YouTube is pushing those up to the top because it's a new thing.
Yeah, YouTube definitely has that power to start something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
so maybe
hey, this
like
is popular now.
YouTube algorithms gave us Trump and fidget spinners based on like.
Yeah, they're batting 1,000 in there.
Yeah. But I have yet to touch a fidget spinner.
Oh, you're the man, dude. You're the man.
I don't have any kids, though, so.
Yeah, my idea wasn't as good as the fleshlight. I feel like that was just.
You maybe
have
fidget
we should have powered the world with fidget spinners.
Yeah, I was going to say fidget spinner that things. Generates. It's like salt. It's just, the root is there, man.
I seen, like you were saying, like a bicycle. I've seen something on Kickstart that had. The more you ride your bike, it generated power to power your cell phone. So I got the energy to fidget spinner spins like a bike tire. Why not throw it on there? Have your kid actually do something productive.
Yeah.
Or you could get like
your room. I'm making energy over here.
A fidget spinner for like a horse or a big animal.
How would a horse spin a fidget spinner?
I don't know.
Tail.
I would be all about, I'm a nanny for my day job, and I would be all about something where like the only way kids could charge their phone was if they like ran on a treadmill or like use one of those bikes that makes electricity.
Or a Pikachu.
100%
I think that's called a sweatshop.
No, there's those, what's it called? The electricity generating bicycles. Like
hey,
they actually that exist. But instead of them having to just be able to sit on their ass and play on their phone all day and then just let it charge while they're sitting on the couch and watching some other show, you have to ride this bicycle until your phone charges, then you actually have to get off your ass.
I'm for like children being obese. I don't know.
Yeah, that feels like something everyone on this podcast would be pro.
You know, like if the kid wants to work out, like that's the you keep that one.
Obese kids, I heard that's what that's the reason why people are taller than they were 100 years ago. It's because of overeating.
Really? Yeah, that makes
and also that leads to earlier periods for women is obesity.
I thought that was like the hormones in chicken.
I heard it was the fluoride in the water, man.
Those are all conspiracy things. I'm pretty sure mine was actual science that it's related to obesity.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fidget spinners to obesity. It's the new exercise.
I don't know how we got there, actually.
Maybe if fidget spinners took more energy to spin, like you said, basically. But
well, it's a sit and spin for a kid, but only just do it with your fingers. It's not right.
It's funny how like working out never became a fad, like the fidget spinner. You know, like that never caught on.
It never did.
That never had like a month where it was the only thing kids could talk about.
Now, what if fidget spinners were like teamed up with like Monster Energy drinks, or like they want kids to fidget more? There's a conspiracy amongst the caffeine and fidget spinner industries to make kids more fidgety, to buy more fidget spinners.
Red Bull presents fidget spinners. Some dude like doing crazy.
Put an InfoWars stickers on it and I'm sold.
If you have another idea, we can.
Yeah, that one wasn't that great. I didn't really have that much, but how about a bed that counts your farts through the night? Like, so you know how much you're farting, like maybe what you eat, you know, so you go on that first date with the girl, you might hook up with her, but then you're like, she's like, oh, why don't you stay the night? You're like, maybe not. Like, you know, your bed's been letting you know you've been farting about 8 times a night. You know, you don't want to make that impression, do you? Wake her up in the middle of the night.
So you tie it to like a Fitbit, so you could figure out what foods make you fart that night.
Fartbit.
Yeah, Fartbit. Look at that.
So the goal is to, if you know you have a date, to try to eat foods that where you won't fart. Is that what you're saying?
There you go. Yeah, sure. It went from mattress.
Well, that's just common sense.
Idea.
Like, you know, but like, yeah. It's just like you would want not to eat beans, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Like
you don't
need
an app for that. Mm-hmm. I don't, yeah.
I had a weird issue this morning. It's not quite farting, but I went to a wedding in Frankenmuth on Saturday, and I bought a big thing of taffy, like a bucket of taffy. And so all day Sunday, I ate a bunch of taffy. And so I'm sleeping, and I hear at like 5 in the morning what sounds like – I live alone. So I hear what sounds like somebody in the basement, like a weird sound that I can't explain. And then I got nervous. And my stomach started like gurgling, like woo, woo, woo. And I couldn't hear anything over the sound of the gurgling. And I thought, I might die because I'm so fat that I overate on candy and the gurgling is masking these sounds that I need to hear for my survival.
It's like internal farts. The taffy's just blocking it.
And I thought, yeah, that'd be like a Darwin Award, like a humiliating way to die.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Like, you know how like the Guinness Book of World Records, you can just like the weirdest ways.
That's what Darwin Awards is.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm retarded then. Never mind.
I didn't know
that. Yeah, okay. Thanks, man.
But I suppose if you were really gassy and you were, I guess it could be related to your app.
Yeah, the reason why I thought of that was people from Groseal. I was actually used to date a girl from Groseal, and I got food poisoning one night. And the next morning, I thought it was safe, and I let one out. And just, you should never trust a fart. I actually shit that girl's bed. It was horrible. So that's what made me think of that one.
That's right.
I just admitted that on a podcast.
And then now you're going to end up on an app.
You just admitted that in front of four people. What are you
going to
do?
I'm going to promote.
I'll move on.
I'll put this in the preview that I'll post to Twitter and Facebook.
Nice. I made it big time.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. If you're embarrassed by it.
No, you're good, man. Go ahead. It's actually one of my jokes on stage.
Nice.
So. Okay.
So you've already admitted it to 20 people?
Yeah, it turned into a joke, you know, because it's a shitty end to way
own it,
to stop a relationship.
Was that a pun?
No, that's actually like I said it wrong, but yeah, it's that's the punch.
Now, did she break up with you, or did it end the relationship?
No, but I use it in the joke. You know what a shitty way to end a relationship. So,
oh, she stuck with it. You mean after that happened?
Yeah, she actually did. It was crazy.
What a champion!
Nah, she's a horrible woman.
Okay,
that's why
now
she,
I know.
That's why she stuck with it.
I still want to hear her side of the story. Actually,
well, some people, I guess they like to like. Test the relationship, like to see how strong it is.
That was my
by
test.
Shitting somewhere.
By shitting,
I've never
bed.
Heard of that way.
Like, but. Let's see if she really loves me.
Don't half-ass it. Do it right, man. Just shit the bed. See if she likes you.
You literally shit the bed.
Yeah,
it's not just like you shit the bed. You literally shit.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Bed.
I did. I trusted. Yeah. I had food poisoning, and the next morning I thought it was over, and I trusted what the rumble in my tummy was telling me.
Oh
and,
yeah.
Now, did chunks
I'm just
of
saying like some people say like when they ruined a relationship by doing something stupid, they shit the bed. But like you don't.
Yeah,
you
I shit the bed. Yeah.
You didn't just shit the bed. You like shit the bed.
Yep. I
did.
Did it.
Shit touch the bed or?
Yeah,
did it,
I couldn't lie. I sat there and looked at her sleeping. For like 5 minutes, like wondering, like how am I gonna pull this one off? And it's like you can't just be like, "What'd you do?" Because the evidence is there.
You
it's
can't blame it on her.
You know that thought actually.
Did she have a dog? Or?
No, it was a condo. Dogs weren't allowed.
So you shit the bed and then calmly got up in a way that didn't wake her up.
No, not at all.
You
not
didn't
all.
Jump out of bed and run to the bed.
I did jump out of bed, but after 5 minutes of laying there looking at her, like thinking, "How do I pull?" This one off. I thought, like, what, you know, like, what can I say? And then finally, I was like, just act like it just happened. Jump up and just be like, hey. And so I just did. I jumped up and I just pulled the covers over it. And she was like, what? And I was like, don't lift the
covers.
I honestly
applaud you for not blaming her for it, being like, oh,
look. I thought about it, but the evidence was there. I had no.
I applaud you for not proposing. Like, that would have been a good move. It's like, you feel really bad about this, but wait.
There's more.
Yeah.
Oh, let me get the ring. It's in the shit.
I swallowed it. That's why I did it.
Nice.
Okay. Anything else for that idea?
How to smuggle wedding rings, I guess. Yeah.
What if you shit the bed and
if
then
wedding rings
like,
ever become illegal, like they should be.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
You shit the bed and then there's like a baggie of cocaine. In the shit.
Hey, that might be good. That might nice. Ease the tension.
Yeah, she
may
be like, yeah, I guess we'll just do the cocaine and forget
no,
about
that's
it.
What you would do if you had cocaine and you shit the bed. You had it in
you should
like
keep
a
cocaine on
something.
You just in case you shit the bed. You throw that bag of cocaine in there and you're like, hey, but we have cocaine.
Yeah, I did this so we could party, you know.
I did this nice. For you.
It's a shitty party. Oh, man.
Okay, let's move on to my idea. Yes. It's nowhere near as funny as you guys is, but so I saw in the news that China's building what's called the New Silk Road, and they call it One Belt, One Road. Basically, they're building highways across Asia and Europe to connect to China, and they're actually paying for the other countries to build the roads because basically they want the power of controlling these roads and they want the cheap delivery of all of the Chinese stuff to Europe And it.
So when you said Silk Road, I was like, oh, like a silk, like water slide, but without the water, and you just butt naked on silk.
Would it give you boners if you drove on it?
It's like, yeah, Flintstone style.
More dick and fart jokes.
It's not as scatological as you guys' idea. And so in response, they sort of kicked off this thing in Europe where India wants to build a highway system to compete, and Russia wants to build a system to compete. But they're building railroads instead of highways. But I think we should get in on the game, and we should build highways to connect to Russia and then to South America. And I was looking up. Well, let me say. So the U.S. should do this, because if we don't, South Korea and China are going to be able to send their Samsung phones and stuff, all their goods to Europe for a lot cheaper. Hmm. So we're going to like fall behind economically. And the other thing is that we're developing self-driving cars. So it's going to get cheaper and cheaper and make more sense to have these long highways through Alaska and through Russia and Canada where there's no people, because you can just send the self-driving car on its way. And by the time the self-driving cars and delivery trucks are ready, the highway will be done. So if we start now, they'll both be ready in 15, 20 years at the same time. So it's a good time to do it. So what we need to do is we need to build a bridge or a tunnel from Alaska to Russia. And
which one are you leaning for, a bridge or a tunnel?
My idea was tunnel because
you get to see fish and shit around you when you're there, right?
I don't know if it would be a glass tunnel. But
why not?
Plus
why
you'd be flying by the fish so fast that I don't know.
I just want to see fish. Fuck
but me, the problem with bridges is that global warming is going to raise the seawater height. So the bridge is going to be underwater in 50 years. So it's better to build the tunnel underwater. They actually build it through the earth under the water is mm-hmm. what they do. And then if the sea rises 200 feet, it doesn't really matter for a tunnel.
I mean, yeah, for a tunnel.
I mean, at some point, maybe if you built it really flimsy-wise, maybe it would collapse, but I doubt it.
You're accounting for global warming in this idea. I like it.
Yeah.
Because we can end it. Like, we have. But, yeah. Go on. Yeah.
And then, so I looked up what the biggest. So the Bering Strait between Alaska and Russia is 50 to 60 miles long. It's not very far. And the longest tunnel, underwater tunnel, in existence right now is 36 miles long, so it's not quite that long. But China is currently building a 76-mile underwater tunnel between two provinces of China. So they're already building a tunnel that's bigger than the tunnel from Alaska to Russia would need to be.
They built a wall you could see from space. Now they want to build a tunnel you could see from hell. Nice.
That's pretty good, yeah. So So that's one thing we would need to do. Step two is we would need to build highways to that tunnel from Alaska to Russia. Right now, the U.S. highways stop halfway through Alaska. They don't go all the way to the Russia border.
And, rightfully so.
Yeah, and then another
tank
thing.
Lanes. They need tank lanes.
Yeah, another thing, I read an article that because of global warming, what's happened is the highway system that's in Russia, they built on the permafrost. Which is like frozen, it's frozen year-round land, but it's melting and it's fucking up the roads. So they're having a huge problem trying to maintain the highway that's already there, mm-hmm. let alone extend it by – they would have to extend it by 500 miles to get to Russia, to the Bering Strait. Plus the Russia side would need to build a 1,200-mile highway, and they'd run into the same problem with the permafrost. I have some – humor coming up. Hopefully I don't run out of time, but
I'm intrigued by all this.
But
this is actually good. Fuck.
Yeah. So on a previous episode, Amy Probst had an idea for an elevated road system, and her idea was to have all roads in the U.S. be elevated,
mm-hmm.
like highways, and then you would park up in the sky somewhere in on the elevated system, and then
kind of like the fifth element.
I was just thinking that, yeah. Dude.
Is that how they do it in that movie?
Well, they're flying cars and everything. The highways are just all in the sky. Yeah.
And then you basically wouldn't have a road all the way to your house. You would, like, the main roads would be elevated, and then you'd have to walk like a quarter mile or whatever to get to your house. And so that way there's more walking. There's more nature. There's more animals roaming around.
I think,
But – yeah, I don't know if that would work in all of the U.S., but it might work for Alaska to get the highways up out of the permafrost.
Uh-huh.
So my thought was you could have like hill, you could make artificial hills in the permafrost, and it would like it would weigh down the permafrost, the weight of the hill,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd build the highways just connecting the hills like bridges.
Yeah,
so that might be a way to avoid the problem of the permafrost. For one thing, that the road just sinks down once it turns to mud, and then the other thing, it freezes and thaws and freezes and thaws, and it cracks the road. And
yeah,
but you might be able to avoid that by building like heavy mounds and connecting those heavy mounds together with bridges. And then I thought to build those bridges, since you're not crossing a huge river, you could make like some sort of platform that you could build on. That you could then like remove and then move to the next segment. Mm-hmm. You could maybe come up with an economical way to do it because, yeah, it would cost a shit ton of money to build a bridge all the way across Alaska.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
We can make China pay for it.
They're good at building.
Yeah, Russia
like,
might help because they want the trade routes and stuff with the U.S. And then blah, blah, blah. And then there's no road between North and South America. I don't know how many people know that. There's what's called the Darien Gap, which is a 60-mile path of swamp and forest in Panama. And they haven't been able to build roads on it because it's so swampy and jungly. And then my thought for that is we would just tunnel under it too.
Yeah.
Cause it's,
road to
it's,
tunnel to road.
I think boats should be better.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
Boats.
Jet skis, maybe. Just jet skis.
Well, what are those hovercrafts or whatever with the fan boats?
Yeah.
Just have like a car but be like a fan boat once it hits there.
I'm thinking more the hovercrafts from Diddy Kong Racing.
There you go.
Nice. I feel like those could make it across an ocean.
Yeah,
but the idea is to have like a road where self-driving cars can just go and they don't have to unload and unload things or switch from car to boat to car to boat. That's what makes shipping cost so much.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just put something in a car and just say, go from Brazil to England, and it just automatically
goes
there.
I think Amazon is going to take care of that. Like,
yeah,
just
how about make an all-terrain vehicle actually an all-terrain vehicle, like swamp, water, like everything, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, all of that seems feasible. We need to build two long tunnels, which aren't even as long as the Chinese tunnel, and then we would need – the permafrost is probably actually the harder problem, just the road across the land. And so,
you think there's ever going to be a civil war between Google and other companies?
Maybe.
Like Amazon, Apple team up or something, and they're like, let's take on Google.
Samsung has a military.
Are you serious?
I read an article. They have a branch of military, like a quarter
Holy
of
shit.
A quarter of South Korea's economy is Samsung.
Yeah.
Something
like
that.
They own a country.
They're almost, they're almost the whole economy of the country.
Holy shit. I did not.
I don't
know
if they,
that, man.
They don't like.
You just blew my mind, dude.
They don't like invade Apple, but I don't know what they do, but.
Just annex Apple.
Maybe if North Korea. Yeah. Invades that they have to protect Samsung because it's almost their entire economy, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. Sense. But so we build the new highway tunnels and to connect to all the world with highways and have self-driving cars flying or going all over the place. So I say we would build a new highway system in the normal U.S. that's faster because it's about time we have faster highways, you know. I mean – our highway system was built, 80 years ago-ish?
Yeah.
And so I was looking at how fast we would want to go on a new highway system. And so the speed of sound is 760 miles an hour. That's ridiculously fast. I don't think we can go that fast. And so I looked at the speed of the top sports cars, and they tend to be in the 220-mile-an-hour range.
Is it the Bugatti?
240. I don't remember. But they have, like, supercars, hypercars. They have all this lingo. I don't know all the fucking – I'm not a car guy.
I'm not a car guy either.
What's that?
I'm not a real man either. Don't worry.
Belgium, that there's no speed limit?
Yeah.
The Autobahn.
Yeah, it's called the Autobahn. So they say that you can get up to 220 miles an hour on that, but – what it is, it's white knuckle terror because you've always got to slam on your brakes all the time because there's slower cars ahead of
you.
Not
if you got a plow in the front.
You think it's zombie apocalypse. I like it.
But the highest they could get average is 150 miles an hour on the Autobahn.
Shit.
But I say in this new highway system, we want it faster than the Autobahn. So let's aim for 200 miles an hour. So we would build like a new highway system, at least going from Alaska down to Mexico and down north-south, and then maybe one east-west from east coast to west coast, like a mega highway. And so what we would want, it'd be less curvy, less bumps. It would only connect to the main highways. It wouldn't connect to main roads, so there wouldn't be a lot of on and off ramps to slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
Be like a super transit, just an extra lane for like Tesla's on insanity mode, just flying down with cargo.
And what I thought is, what we want is we want people to be able to also like vacationers and stuff. You want to be able to sleep in the car. And so what makes it so you can't fall asleep is the irregular things. Like if the bumps you're hitting are in a constant rhythm, it's like a ticking of a clock or something, you can fall asleep, but like air turbulence or like random bumps and random things make it harder to fall asleep. So we would want to design it specifically to allow people to fall asleep because I think there's going to be a huge industry of with the self-driving cars of like people taking like weekend vacations where, okay, you get out of work on Friday, you go and you sleep 8 hours in your car. You get 8 hours away. You wake up. You're at your vacation destination, and then
that makes. I always thought of cars should be like more like rooms where you it just drives itself.
Just consult Bill Cosby. He'll tell you how to fall asleep in that thing.
And then
you,
I think a bunch of tiny house like RV. I think that's going to become a huge thing, especially with self-driving cars. And then
even if the U.S. connected to those places, though, like. I'm thinking about how long that would take, even if the speed limit's high. I mean, taking a plane across an ocean takes many hours at that speed. Like, a self-driving car
still
takes a day.
Yeah, I found an article about getting from England to Alaska across Russia. And that was, where the hell did I write that? If you're going 200 miles an hour, I calculated it would be 2 days. Nonstop.
Ooh, shit.
It's not a huge amount of time if your self-driving car is just driving for you and you're
is
in like
worth
an RV.
It is like the ultimate answer, like question. I mean, like,
yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to for a weekend trip to go across, but for a
like
vacation,
we're gonna have to commit to that being our way of doing things. You
if
know?
Instead of paying $2,500 to get a plane ticket to China, you could spend $400 on gas or charging your Tesla, it might be worth it to take a 2 week vacation, you know, 2 days there, 2 days back.
That don't sound too bad.
Yeah. Stop a few places along the way. But I don't know when he's going to kick us out. It's about 8 o'clock, but I'll keep going until he kicks us out.
Sounds good.
All right.
We would want to make it good for sleeping travelers. You could take a long weekend, sleep Friday night, sleep Sunday night on the way back. So you could go halfway across the U.S. on a weekend vacation.
You just have the carbon dioxide from the muffler shooting into the car to put you to sleep.
It might lead to loss of jobs, but I think it'll kill the cargo ship industry. And I figure that's a bunch of ne'er-do-wells from all around the world, like cheap workers from like Indonesia and Portugal or whatever. So we'd be losing some American jobs because some of the manufacturing would go overseas again. But we might be stealing some shipping jobs. And also you'd be able to drive farther if we have a 200-mile-an-hour highway. Mm-hmm. And you lived away from the city, you'd be able to drive farther to work, to where the jobs are. So, yeah, it might be stealing some jobs, but it might make it easier to get it to a job.
See, with things like that, I always think about, like, what other things in the world would have to be true for that idea to be valid. You know what I mean? Like, other things in the world, like, in our technology and our ability to build things and our priorities would have to be a certain way for that idea to work, I think.
And then the other thing for environmentalism, if we had this highway system, you could – cars are going electric, so it's good for the environment. And also you wouldn't need pipelines, oil pipelines, if we had highways going up to Alaska and where all the oil is.
Uh-huh.
But I think Dave's kicking us out. We went over time.
Oh, you're good.
So I have a couple more points here. One upside to having a tunnel from Russia to Alaska is that since Sarah Palin said her house, she could see Russia from her house. That might mean we have to bulldoze her house to build this tunnel.
I dig it.
It's worth it, but like it's a very convoluted way to get to that. Nice.
Yeah. So I did a 20-minute thing for one good joke at the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the economy is going to be a lot of miniature jobs, like not 40-hour work week, and like a lot more vacationers and a lot of more vacation jobs with a better travel system.
Here's something we didn't think about.
So more jobs that don't suck, like funner jobs.
What about all the wild animals that will be like kicking out of their spots, mm-hmm. that are just going into the neighborhoods with these roads and stuff going into uncharted.
Are these
going to
be elevated
territory?
Too? I'll be like above the forests.
Yeah.
Just in Alaska.
But what if it rains?
Like, like if you build a road up on top of the rainforest, how the rain? It's a rainforest. It rains there.
Floods, man. Flood the roads.
Well, for one thing, environmentalism, people complain about, oh, it's going to block animals. They can't go across the highway. Or that's sometimes a good thing because animals will get like diseases. Like diseases will spread through an animal population. So people always talk about the downside of, oh, the animals can't roam free, but they don't talk about the upside in that it's splitting apart groups of animals so they can't transmit diseases to each other. Like koala bears are – the whole species is dying off because of syphilis.
Yeah, but it's not because of the lack of freeways.
Well, if we had a freeway splitting the koala population in half and then we put all the non-diseased – koalas on one side of the highway.
Segregating koalas like that,
but
man.
But also animals, the diversity of population is what helps the survival of the fittest. Like the entire theory of evolution is based on that choice premise.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's but you got to see both sides of the coin, that it's good and it's bad.
I just want someone to go, hey, we have a problem with koalas. What should we do about it? Someone goes, highways.
And then they have a thing in Alaska called a salmon cannon, which is because there's dams that block the river. So some guy invented this like tube that you can stick salmon in or they can swim in, and it like sucks them up.
We're building the dam. Fucking like rides for salmon?
Yes.
Is that where we are as a species? Okay,
but
I didn't know.
Build, like,
it's a new ride at Cedar Point, everybody. Yeah. The salmon cannon.
If we can build those for salmon, we can build those for bears. We could have a bear cannon or a
bear
wolf cannon.
Wolf is the
cannon.
Most badass. Oh my god, I take it back. Wolf cannon is the most badass.
Shoot
weapon.
Wolves at people.
Yeah. It's like, hey, here's a wolf.
Or a wolf catapult or.
That's just like, you can't do that to a wolf.
I think the Roadrunner come up with that one, right? Oh, that's a coyote. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. I mean, like in some countries, they want to build like highway overpasses for animals to walk over, and like they don't need that much side to side space. That's a waste of money. I mean, they could crawl through a sewer tunnel underneath the highway or something, if, but they might be too scared to do it.
Some, yeah, chimpanzees would just trap something like in the middle on both sides and just go for it.
But they might be too scared to crawl through this sewer tunnel, but that's what the cannon is for.
You said that. I imagined you with a monocle, like, they can crawl through the sewers for all I care. It's like, dude, these are animals. Come on.
Yeah, we just recreate the bear cannon that goes through the sewer tunnel. That way you don't have to build some $500,000 overpass that's 80 feet long just so the scared bear isn't afraid to go across the highway. Just build a cheap, just dig it through the ground. Don't even build a bridge. Just do a normal cheap sewer tunnel. But like,
how about don't go on that vacation, man? How about the rainforest?
Connect a cannon to it and just shoot the bear under the highway.
Shooting the bear into things is, you're getting me with that. We need to find the proper use for that technology.
You could bait it with like fish too. If you
to use like the salmon lure cannon to get the bear into the bear cannon.
And yeah, the hunter, you could have hunters just sit on one side of the highway and just wait for the bear to get flung across.
You got your salmon cannon? Yeah.
It'd be like
bear skeet shooting.
Yeah. But I think I'm done. Any comments on my highway system and my bear cannon?
I want a salmon cannon. That's all I got to say.
I want all the animal cannons I can get.
I don't know if you can buy those on like eBay. They didn't look too expensive, like the technology. You can Google, probably YouTube, you can probably find
I'm thinking like a Pokemon cannon technology thing. Like you shoot up, like that's the bear. Because I'm thinking size-wise, it's
the bear
not
comes out in the ball.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm a bear, oh shit.
But you guys want to promote any shows before we go?
Well, I guess I have my own podcast with Kevin Smith. It's called Please Don't Deport Me.
Nice.
Yeah, we haven't released any yet, but it's coming up.
When it ends, we'll just assume you were deported.
Yeah. Probably. If I just disappear, assume that and come find me, please.
Okay.
I got a comedy show starting July 19th at Simon's After Dark in Allen Park. It's called Tony Vasek's Comedy for America. Come out and see me. And a lot of other funny comics.
Anything, Lauren? Do you run that Hamtramck show?
Yes, there's a open mic at Painted Lady every other Wednesday. I'm also headlining the show at the ROK Brewery on the 12th, and I'm going to be working at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle the first weekend in August.
All right.
Cool. And I guess I'll promote this. I got into this podcast, got into the comedy festival, Crossroads Comedy Festival in Indianapolis on October 6th through 8th, sometime in that weekend. So if there's anybody listening in the Indianapolis area, I'd love to see you there. So that was Creativity Wasted. Thanks for coming, you guys. And
thanks
so much
for
listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know how to press stop. So it'll just keep going until I figure out how to press stop.
This is perfect, by the way.
Yeah,
it's a great ending.
Skidababa. Yeah. Start
beatbox.
Yeah, you want it. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. This is not consistent. This isn't good.
I'm hoping I don't press the wrong stop and it just
deletes it. Help me out, man.
Oh, dude, I'm horrible with that. You don't want that. I'll spit all over this microphone and I'll never get invited back.
This week, so otherwise they would have kicked me out.
Did you stop it?
Yeah, I think it stopped.
Or we're still being recorded by the government.
Let's set out. Can I get a picture with you guys?
Yeah, please. That's awesome. Dude.
Oh.